talking about heritage and things that are absolutely awesome in our part of the world. I love paddle steamers. And the Manum All Steamed Up Festival is coming up Saturday 17 and Sunday the 18th of November. Deb Alexander is joining us this morning. Hi, Deb.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm good. I love paddle steamers. Love Manum. And this festival coming up, not this weekend, but the one after. Anyway, it's fast approaching, isn't it?
That's it. It's very much around the corner. And I love paddle steamers too. And I think that your fantastic crew in the Riverlands, the PS industry, is certainly getting ready to bring that grand old girl down to join us for this fabulous event.
So what do you think we love the paddle steamers? Why is it? The nostalgia? The romance? What do you think it is?
Oh, probably a combination. I just think that, you know, if you've never been on a paddle steamer and then you go on the river, it's just the chug of the paddle wheel going round, and you just take yourself back to what it would have been like, you know, in the heyday of the river trade. And that's what All Steamed Up will be all about, because we'll have all the big paddle steamers from Goolwa through to Renmark on the river, plus about 50 other boats and private paddle wheelers that and private paddle steamers as well. So huge amount of boats on the river, which is just the one element of this grand event as well.
Now, it is absolutely amazing to get all paddle steamers in one place at one time, because when it comes to history, we wouldn't be here today, literally, if it wasn't for the paddle steamers.
That's correct. Look, I was recently in Echuca, and the paddle steamers are all chugging around there, and
yes,
it's a great atmosphere, and always will be. And I think that All Steamed Up will certainly reflect, you know, that fantastic movie, All the Rivers Run, and be in Echuca for a day to have all these people bringing these boats in. We must also acknowledge the fact that all of the paddle steamers, heritage paddle steamers along the Murray River in South Australia, are all run by volunteers. And this All Steamed Up will probably have, I'd say, well over 250 volunteers involved with the event.
Yeah, terrific. Now, there'll be food, wine, art, live entertainment, cruises, steam engines, if you love those, blacksmiths. We've got it all, haven't we, really?
We do. And this All Steamed Up's a biennial event, and so on every 2 years. And this one's very special, because not only are we going to have boats, we're going to have a mini steam train that you can ride on, and also the engines, the blacksmiths, as you said. But we're also going to have the launch of the world's first steam car with a differential that was built in Manum in 1898 by David Shearer. And we will be launching a replica of that vehicle that our volunteers have been working tirelessly on for the past couple of years. And it's a real coup, and we're really excited to have a piece of Manum's heritage. Yes, it might not be from the water this time, but certainly if the Shearer brothers decided to continue what they did all those years ago, the motoring industry could have been reflected all around Manum.
All right. Now, it's the All Steamed Up Festival in Manum, as Deb is telling us. Saturday the 17th, Sunday the 18th of November, located at the Manum Dock Museum, Mary Ann Reserve and Arnold Park. It's funded by the Building Better Regions Fund and supported by 5RM. If you want more details, Deb, regarding this event, where do we go?
Ring the Manum Visitor Information Centre or hit the website, which is allsteamedupfestival.com. And they will, the girls at the Visitor Centre have all the information on the event. And it's a full two-day program with on-water displays and masterclasses with the blacksmiths and demonstrations. And I think that and even the kids can come along and build a boat. We've got stray dog boats come down where kids can sit down and actually make a model boat. And I think there's a bit of a challenge that he's actually going to make a steamboat this year and have the largest congregation of steamboats on the river he wants, with all these kids making these boats. So I think he's aiming for about 50 of these little model steamboats to be on the river. So that'll be really exciting.
It will. Deb Alexander, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ian.